Isn't that about the same thing as the way it sounds to me?
The trouble, you see, if we withdraw it completely, then you the next fella has no option whether he wants to do it or he doesn't want to do it. In effect, you...
If we withdraw it and the new commissioner wants to, why in the hell can't he do the same thing you do?
Because it's a matter of... Not of legislation, but of legal tactics in a courtroom. Anybody can discredit him by saying, look, those fellows said they didn't have the authority and therefore they walked away from
it. No, we don't say we don't have the authority. We just say that we don't want to do it. The last 2 months of our administration, if it's good, we ought to have done it 5 years ago. And we're lame duck, and we commend it to you if you want to. Call in your commissioner in the transition.
This is really what my alternative was really set up.
I just say I didn't know about the president's order, and I commend it to you, and you can do what you want to about it. But the president's rather snickety and feels like that these things ought to be considered by the Congress.
Well, let me take a stab at drafting that. Jim asked me to prepare a memo for you. I've got that working right now.
If you got any other Houdinis up your sleeve over there, just tell those fellas to go by God on and have their Christmas early.
You never know until these damn things blow up in your face.
Well, it blew up when everybody in America started writing me, and then Jim says, well, it's going to embarrass Fowler. Well, to hell with Fowler. Fowler hadn't anything to do with this as far as I'm concerned. The people that contacted me just said that this is not right.
Well,
The fact that Fowler's company up there might handle a Ford bond, that's the damnedest smear I ever heard of, sounding worse than Joe McCarthy.
Well, the American Bar Association came out an even split. They say half of them say this is the greatest thing that ever happened.
That's all right. I don't care. American Bar Association, I don't give a damn what they say. If it's good, I'm not passing on the merits. That's what you don't seem to be able to understand. The lame duck oughtn't to pass on the world's prayer, Lord's prayer. I'm not even for adopting this. I'm for Mr. Nixon adopting if he wants to.
Well,
I had a chief justice, and they wouldn't confirm him. They said, we think we ought to wait to let the people who they've selected let their man choose it. I think he'll have better effect. And I'm not presumptuous enough to believe I've got all the honesty and all the brains and all the conscience of the country. So I just say to my lawyers, if this is good, well, I'll commend it to my successor and let him look into it. He's got 4 years. He's got to administer this thing. That's what I'm saying about reform. Everybody wants me to go out here, my shirt tail flying, and recommend a big bunch of reform. Well, I couldn't get them executed, but put them in. Why do you want to just get everybody to destroy me where I've got a zero rating?
Well, you know...
And nobody ever takes this, no, but y'all don't ever take it into account. You never run for office. You never had your name on tickets. You don't understand how many people you get excited and get upset. But if you look at the poll, you see you've done a pretty damn good job, collectively. And I just go around putting out brush fires. I've got about 7 departments since the election. They're really trying to get under the wire with their peculiar ideas of what the Johnson administration ought to be. Well, I think I got something to do with the Johnson administration. And I sure as hell don't want this out. Well, you've got a better way of doing it.
Let's see if I can figure out a better way. I hope a better way of getting all of us off the spot without embarrassing.